Hey, hey.
Sally Weaver. Susan Ross's roommate from college. Hello.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. You saw the show.
Saw it. I loved it. Oh, and thank you for the free tickets. You are so funny.
Oh, thanks.
Let me show you Memphis. I am taking you out to dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm going straight to the airport.
Oh, that's too bad. Susan thought we'd really get along. I guess because we're both wacko. You know what? You have to give this to them for me, okay? Here, it's a wedding present.
Oh.
Oh, and Jerry, be careful with it, okay? Be very careful.
George, as you may be aware, your mother and I are not moving to Del Boca Vista, Florida.
I am aware.
So I was wondering, would it be okay if I turned your room into a billiard parlor?
Billiard parlor?
Regulation table, the hi-fi, maybe even a bar. Give it some real authenticity.
Elaine!
Oh, hi, Frank.
Sit down. Join us, please.
Actually, I've got to get to the thing.
Oh, the thing's canceled. Sit down.
Oh, Frank, did George ever show you that photo?
What photo?
You know, the photo I took in Tuscany of the little man in front of the sign that said Costanza.
There's a Costanza in Tuscany? Did he look like me? Did you talk to him?
I didn't talk to anyone. I was just walking by and I saw this sign. I thought George might get a kick out of it.
I gotta get that picture. Could be my cousin, Carlo.
Who's that?
When the Costanzas came here, one brother stayed behind.
Played with his son every day until the age of 4, and we were separated.
So you weren't born here?
No. That's why I could never be president. It always hurt me. That's why, even at an early age, I had no interest in politics. I refused to vote. They don't want me. I don't want them.
I don't know what you're getting all riled up about. There's probably a million Costanzas in
Italy. Don't bring me down. You have another copy of that photo?
No, I don't, but... Well, the maestro might...
The maestro? What maestro?
He's this guy that I went to Tuscany with. He's a great guy, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable calling him.
Tell me why.
Because he hasn't called me since we got back. I spilled wine on this 8x10 photo of one of his favorite Italian opera stars.
Who?
You know the three tenors?
Yeah, Pavarotti, Domingo, and the other guy.
The other guy. That box for you.
Well, you better not. I'm supposed to be careful with it.
Oh, then I'll have to put your bag in the overhead.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at this. I bought a bottle of barbecue sauce in Memphis. I think the stewardess broke it when she tried to jam it into the overhead compartment because of this stupid thing.
Well, don't press the panic button. I'm sure that we can still salvage some sauce.
I don't care about the sauce. It came in a funny little bottle, and there was a guy on the label looked exactly like Charles Grodin.
I see.
No, you don't see. Because I'm going on the show this week, and this was going to be my bit on the show.
Well, why don't you do your material?
I'm out.
Boy, you better get to work.
Thanks for the tip.
Hey, buddies.
Hey. Hey, this is for you. It's from Susan's roommate, Sally.
Oh, yeah. Sally called Susan. Said you guys really hit it off.
Nobody hit anything off. She just gave me the box. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm salvaging the sauce. What's the matter with you?
Hey, come on.
Gary. Why don't you do a bit on styrofoam?
Like what?
Well, what is all this stuff? Why do we need this stuff? And why do they make them so small?
Where is the punchline?
Well, it's all attitude.
This is certainly a crappy gift.
A doormat? That's what she had me lug up from Memphis?
Pretty chintzy, huh? Considering the money she makes, she's a big executive for Federal Express.
Federal Express? Is she out of her mind? Why is she just shipping?
Well, it's personalized. The Costanzas.
No, forget it. I don't want it. Let's just get rid of it.
Maybe your father would be interested in that.
I doubt it. You know what he's doing now? He's putting a pool table in my old bedroom.
Oh, yeah? Oh, maybe I'll go out there and knock a few balls around with him. You know, show them a thing or two. So what's your game? What do you like to play?
Eight ball.
No, nothing doing.
Bet you and me play a game of straight pool.
Hmm? You like to gamble, cousin?
Huh? Yeah, I don't know, man. You know how it is.
$5 a game, huh?
I'll break.
What's all this?
Oh, I'm just moving in some more of my stuff.
More stuff.
Oh, I put up my doll collection.
Oh, my God. What is that?
What is it?
This doll looks like my mother.
It's a doll.
I know it's a doll, but it looks like my mother.
Oh, get out of here. What's going on in here? Are you two still playing? You've been up here 3 hours.
We still haven't finished the first game.
First game?
Well, we're still learning the subtleties of the table.
Who knows the maestro? He could have the picture.
Oh, forget about it. It's not your cousin.
You don't know that!
You're gonna go see him, huh? As soon as the game is over.
Oh, boy.
11 corner pocket.
What have you been doing here?
Oh, I used to love to sleep with my dolls when I was a little girl.
I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Why?
I feel like I'm in bed with my mother.
Hey, Elaine, you have got to buy this new electric toothbrush I just got, the Auradent.
Yeah?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Every time you use it, you feel like you just came from the dentist.
Oh, that's dynamite.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? You want to come see me on the Charles Grodin show?
Who else is on the show?
One of the three tenors.
The three tenors? Which one?
It's not Pavarotti. It's not Domingo.
The other guy?
Yeah, the other guy.
I can't believe the other guy's going to be on the show.
Why?
Because I ruined this autograph picture of him that belonged to the maestro. You think I could go? I could get his autograph?
Why not?
Wow! The other guy!
Hey, you look awful.
I'm on no sleep, bro.
Problem in the bedroom?
Susan has this doll collection. One of the dolls looks exactly like my mother. She likes to sleep with it.
You were in bed with your mother last night?
I don't like it. I tell you, this doll is pretty spooky. It's really freaking me out, man. And now I gotta go back out there and pick up this doormat.
I thought you didn't want the doormat.
I don't. Susan wants to have it out when Sally comes tomorrow.
Sally?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. She's coming to New York?
Yeah, Susan said you'd be excited.
Excited? I'm gonna kill her. She knew she was coming here and she made me carry that box.
Who is Sally?
Susan's college roommate.
It's because of her that bottle got broke that I was gonna give to Charles Grodin on his show.
So, call her up and tell her to bring you another one. She'll be delighted to talk to you.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. In fact, I'll have her bring up a whole case of the stuff. It'll be really heavy. Let's see how she likes sitting on a plane with a big box on her lap.
That sounds pretty juvenile.
Hey, a dinosaur!
His name was Carlo Costanza. We played together every day until I was 4. If I could just look through your photographs, maybe I could recognize him.
Unfortunately, those photographs are at home.
Well, listen, if you bring them by, maybe we could interest you in a game of pool. Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's
What do you call it, Kramer?
The billiard room.
No.
The name.
The billiard.
Did, not billiard. What? Not the billiards. It was...
Come on, Rudy. Come on.
It, we call it the...
The place to be.
The place to be. Yes, it's the place to be.
Then I shall be there. And now, gentlemen, if you will excuse me, I must prepare for the symphony.
Oh, yeah? Right.
Oh, my pants. It's an old conductor's trick I learned from Leonard Bernstein.
Really?
You keep a perfect crease by not sitting in them before the performance.
Oh. That's good thinking.
You see?
I look exactly like her.
Jerry, come on. If my mother keeps shrinking, this is exactly what she's going to look like in 10 years.
Why don't you just get rid of it?
I tried. I almost threw it down the incinerator, but I couldn't do it. The guilt was too overwhelming. Susan's so attached to this thing.
Well, where are you going? Don't take your dolly and go home.
By the way.
Did you see that?
I'm just glad it's out of here. What's that?
Oh, the poster of the three tenors.
Oh. Yeah?
It's Sally.
Oh, did you bring the barbecue sauce?
A whole cake.
Excellent. So did you buy that electric toothbrush I was telling you about?
Yeah.
How come? I told you. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I like mine.
I've had yours. I'm telling you, this one is 10 times better. Don't you believe me?
I don't want it.
I don't understand this attitude. Why wouldn't you want to get something that's better if I'm telling you it's better? And it's not a little better. It's much better.
It doesn't matter to me.
Come in.
Well, here I am.
Oh, hi. Elaine, this is Sally.
Hi.
How was your flight? Pretty uncomfortable?
Actually, the seat next to me was empty, so there's no problem at all.
Oh. Wait. This isn't the sauce that I asked for.
That's right. It's a special gourmet sauce. The pride of Memphis.
No, I want the one in the little bottle with the guy on it that looks like Charles Grodin.
This is much better. And frankly, in Memphis, we think that other sauce is kind of a joke.
I know it's a joke. It's supposed to be a joke. Now I'm going on the Charles Grodin show with nothing. Nothing!
You could just do your material.
I don't have any material.
He's got nothing. Georgie, don't eat with your hand. Why do you eat so fast? You can't even taste it.
Don't tell me how to eat.
Still wearing that shirt? You've had it for 5 years already. Why don't you buy a new shirt?
Because I like this one. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
That man should really be in a sanitarium.
Now, this is remarkable. I'm lounging, and yet my pants remain perfectly creased.
It's him! It's Carlo Costanza!
Come on, are you sure?
I know him anywhere.
I've seen that man in Tuscany. Eccentric fellow. Reputation for being kind of a village idiot.
They still say we're related.
Oh, I love this piece. All right, come on, Frank. It's your shot.
I can't make anything.
That's because you don't know how to follow through correct.
Follow through? What do you mean?
All right, here, come on. Let me show you.
Take hold of your stick.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, get down.
Right.
Bring it back slowly. Yeah. A little unnatural, but I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Oh, my God.
Idiot! I was going to do this whole bit on that bottle, and now I got nothing to talk about.
Well, have you ever considered writing new material?
Well, maybe if I didn't have so many people in my apartment all the time, I'd be able to get some work done.
Me? Are you talking about me?
No. You're never here.
Boy, that doll was really freaky, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really. Hey, you know what? Maybe I could talk about that on the show.
What?
Show the doll. Show a picture of George's mother. It's pretty funny. I'm going to call him.
Hello?
Hello, Susan. It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. It's Sally.
Oh. Is George there?
Nobody should be home soon.
Listen, this is important.
Tell him to meet me at the TV studio with a picture of his mother and that doll that looks like her.
Is this for your comedy routine?
Yes.
Don't worry, I'm on the case.
I think I'll get some air.
Yes.
This is no good. Hey, the baton. Yeah, I got a hunch, fat man, I can't miss. Get to my side. Giddy up. Six in the corner. This table's mine.
You know where it's going.
Hey!
Is George here?
Not yet. The other guy.
It's you. It's really you. I'm such a huge fan of yours. Would you mind signing this poster for me?
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. Here you go. Thank you so much, Mr. Camaro. Mr. Casillas. Well, whatever. I'm going to take this to the maestro. He's playing at the Queens Convalescent Center.
Yeah, that's a hell of a gig.
Hey, look, I got something for you.
The aura tent.
Oh, thank you. What? Why does the toothbrush come in such a big box?
Well, it's a delicate mechanism. It, you know, needs a lot of packing.
How am I supposed to carry this thing? What are you doing?
I don't want to sit down.
So?
That's a trick I just learned from Kramer. Keeps a crease in the pants.
Madam, you have been an extremely gracious hostess.
Thank you, Maestro.
Here, take a look at this.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Carlo. I found him.
You've been cooped up in this room too long.
You never support me. Let's see what George says about this. Where are my pants?
Oh, beautiful.
Where's George?
Don't worry. I brought your doll. Ta-da!
Oh, that's the wrong doll.
Jerry, I saw the doll you were talking about. Not funny. This doll's much funnier. Look at that little bow tie and a cute little hat. I think it's a riot.
It's a nightmare.
I'll be watching. Don't screw up.
Too much sauce.
My pants!
Mr. Seinfeld, you're on.
What a surprise.
I know you're very busy, but I just wanted to come by and give you this.
Oh, Oradent, that electric toothbrush. I've heard so much about it.
No, not the toothbrush. This.
Oh, what a sweet gesture. An autographed poster of my favorite tenor with those two other guys.
Lane, this is magnifico.
Oh, well, I just felt so bad about what happened in Tuscany.
Maestro, you're on.
Oh, Elaine, wait for me after the concert.
We'll celebrate.
Oh, okay. know why you took my doll out of the house.
I just wanted a second opinion.
Take a look at this. Does that look like my flesh and blood? Of course, your mother.
Oh, stop bothering everybody with that picture. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? I'll show you ridiculous. Come
here.
Now, what have you got to say for yourself?
I told you it looked like her.
Carlo! It's me, Frank! Hey, let's start for Jeff, huh? The pots of hand!
I'm your cousin,
Frank!
Aren't you Carlo?
Carlo? No. They know me as Giuseppe.
All right. I guess I was wrong.